I'd like to extend a hearty welcome to everyone here today on God's Sabbath. And as was mentioned in the opening prayer, this is one of those blessings God extends to us in His wisdom of the 7-day cycle, whereby which we take the opportunity to come and assemble, to be here with those of like minds. And here's where He expounded to us. There's nothing like this anywhere else in our lives, I'm pretty sure. You know, we've always referred to the 11th chapter of Hebrews as the faith chapter. And this chapter does list several individuals who have portrayed commendable examples of faith. However, in Hebrews 11:13, it is mentioned that these were also strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And today we too find ourselves in the same position, for we are foreigners in our own land. And as we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and adopt a way of life that is more becoming of a true Christian, we realize that the world around us is more and more to the contrary. The average Christian is mixed in with this world, for he is compelled to associate with the ungodly. To a great degree, he must, and that's us, at least 6 days a week, walk in an atmosphere uncongenial with his nature. He is compelled to have words, to hear words, which will never provoke him to love and to good works and to be kind to other people. He is exposed to temptations of every sort and size. Satan knows the path that we have been called to undertake, and therefore empties all his arrows from his quiver to bring about disenchantment with the charge we have been given. And what is the charge that we have been given? To endure to the end. And this is the title of this sermonette. Our life is one continual scene of warfare, both within and without. A Christian's career is always fighting, never ceasing. And this character trait of never ceasing will be the development of perseverance. Perseverance is the badge of the Christian. It is our scriptural mark. One can say, how am I to know a true Christian? You shall know them by their works and by their fruits, which a lot of times is evidence of how much perseverance they have. God is not going to drag us into the kingdom. Quite the contrary, He is going to assist us into the kingdom. He will do those things for us that we cannot do. But those things that we are called to do, we will be expected to do everything in our power to do. We are expected to have some skin in this game. It's not going to be a free ride. Effort, conviction, and commitment is ours to produce. It's our part of the equation to provide. All three of these are a vital part of perseverance. Perseverance means to stick to a purpose, never giving up what one has set out to do. In our case, never giving up on the opportunity that's been made available to us. Godly perseverance will involve a commitment to accepting the cost associating with finishing. Let's turn to Luke 14 and we can see that very thing. Luke 14, beginning with verse 28. Christ speaking here says, for which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, all will see it and begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, but was not able to finish. So finish is important. Preparations to run this race are preparations to finish the race. We should always run with the end in mind. World-class athletes do not train for competitions just to quit before the race is over. They know how much preparation and training they must do to be fit for the race. Jesus Christ also knew the cost that was required of him in order for him to finish the task he came to accomplish. Let's turn back to John chapter 17. And Christ speaks of this very thing about finishing. John 17, verses 4 and 5. He's in prayer to his Father. He says, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. He knew he had to die in order to fulfill the charge he was given to do. He finished the race. Paul likewise had persevered to the point that he knew he had been successful in finishing the race. We see that in 2 Timothy 4. Let's turn there. 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. I fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to those who have loved his appearing. As a Christian, it is the finisher of the race who is declared the winner. Winners are not announced until their race is over, and God is the one who makes the final determination. Endurance to the end involves a different end for each of us. The end for each of us occurs when we no longer have an opportunity in our physical lives to work out our own salvation, as Philippians 2:12 says. Is a man deserving of the title builder if he begins to build a house and only erects one side and doesn't finish the other? When we look around this room, we're reminded of people, many whom we've known, but chose not to finish the race. They no longer have kept the badge of perseverance for now. So it is very important to always remember and be mindful to continually persevere. We cannot afford any letdowns because our perseverance will always be the target of many spiritual enemies. And the three main ones we have is self, society, and Satan. The world is always going to say, come back, come back. We'll forgive you for leaving us. Even though you said some harsh things about us, we know you're sorry. Come back to our good old times. Well, the world will never stop stabbing at your perseverance. Well, what does the self say? The self says, I'm tired of doing all this. This is too much work. I don't want to be a foreigner in this land anymore. Come on, let's give it all up. Let's look at what Christ said about that. Let's turn back to Luke 14. Luke 14, verse 27. Christ speaking again says, and whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. He must be worthy and effort and persevere to finish. So now what does Satan say? It's his turn. He's always speaking in your ear. He says, come back. My world is easier. You are a fool to persevere. Why torture yourself? You can hunt and fish like everybody else on Saturday and watch all those ball games too. You know he changed that Sabbath a long time back ago. Just think how much more money you'll have if you kept that first and second tithe for yourself. A bigger house and a nicer car is all yours. Are you sure? Are you sure that all this work and sacrifice is going to get you what he promised you? Are you sure about that? So to fend off the false logic of self, Satan, and society, we must focus our utmost attention on protecting our perseverance from all angles, from all sides. We have to exercise great care, night and day, always attention to this detail, to nurture, preserve, and maintain our perseverance so we can always ensure that we will endure to the end and finish this race.